Welcome back, everyone. We had a chance to hear from Todd Haley. Here now is Keith Butler talking about the Week 5 matchup between these two teams and the Steelers' run defense.
We gave up a couple of runs. Well, no more than a couple. We gave up three runs that really were the majority of the yardage they got from. You know, one was the 90-yard run at the end. We just guessed on that. We didn't fit where we were supposed to fit. They were just trying to make a play. And instead of doing what they're supposed to do, and a couple of times they got outside on us a couple of times because we didn't set edges, and we got to be able to do that against them.
Other than that,
yeah, it was, you would hope that you'd be able to contain them a little bit because that's what they do. You know, when you play different teams, you try to take away what they do best, and sometimes a certain part of your game will suffer.
All right, you already played Todd Haley. Play Keith Butler for us.
Well, you know what? I'm not worried about from a strategy standpoint. I'm more worried of hey, play your gap. Look, these guys run a lot of inside zone. They'll run outside zone. They'll run the counter trap. They'll run the counter lead. If you watch them offensively, this is what you notice. Pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, screen. Pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, reverse. Pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball. Quick pass. Look, it's not a complex, exotic offense. They're very, very basic in what they do. They stick with what they do best. And then the other thing that I know that Buttsy's going to do, he's going to have those guys, someone's got to keep eyes on Blake Bortles. Because when,
especially on third down.
Yeah, especially, you know, when Blake Bortles doesn't like what he sees, he's not the kind of quarterback that's going to scan the field. He's going to look at his primary target. He's either going to check it down or then he's going to say, hey, I'm going to just take it and run. I see some great running alleys here. And that's what makes him a very, if I'm playing against these guys, I'm going to run zone. I'm going to run more zone. I'm going to put eight guys in the box because I want 11 sets of eyes on the quarterback. You know, I don't want my guys with their backs to the quarterback. So to stop Leonard Fournette and Chris Ivory, you want that eighth guy in the box. You want hey, come on up here, Sean Davis, put part of the run stop. I mean, that's the way you've got to play these guys because you don't want them to get on a roll, because the way this team and you and I have had this conversation before, Bobby. The way this team is built, they're built to play from ahead or even. They are not built to play from behind. And last time, and I said this on this very show, that was an identity game. The one that we're watching here, that was an identity game. They want to be a tough, physical, hard-nosed football team. And who better to establish that tough, physical, hard-nosedness than against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Only this time around, our guys are going to be a little bit tougher and a little bit more hard-nosed because of what happened last time.
Well, and, you know, that's the history of the Jaguars franchise, too. They've always identified the Steelers as what they want to be in terms of toughness and the physical nature with which they play. But just going back to what you said a couple of minutes ago about playing zone, you know, if you have 11 sets of eyes on Blake Bortles, you not only, as you mentioned, can keep an eye on him when he tries to pull the ball down and run, but you can also maybe read his eyes when he decides to throw and maybe get some breaks on the football, because I do believe there will be between two and four good opportunities for the Steelers to make plays on the ball and intercept it, and you can't drop those.
Yeah, and it's not like Bortles is going to look you off and come back the other
right.
way. I mean, he's going to stare down his receivers, yeah.
All right, Tunch making us feel better once again.
Dr. Tunch.
I'll speak for myself
okay.
on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Lance is okay. He's not going to start getting nervous till next week.
Okay, that's very
well, I will be nervous if on the first couple of offensive possessions, they were settling for field goals instead of scoring touchdowns. Because a lot of the stats that we've gone over and over and over analyzing this matchup, the one that I've seen the least often is this one, 0-for-3. That's what the Steelers were in the red zone. And if you're kicking field goals, you're keeping them in the game. And then they can run the ball, do some of the things that you were mentioning, and stay close. You go up 14-0, 14-3. You know, that belly series to Leonard Fournette, ain't getting it. So then maybe you have some opportunities, to intercept some passes, and you can get the rock rolling down the hill in your favor instead of the rock rolling down the hill in your face as was the last time.
All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live Coordinator Thursday. Thanks, as always, for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. And for our Steelers Nation Unite members, we want to remind you our keyword today is playoffs. It's good until the end of today. So make sure you head to SteelersNationUnite.com.
Remembering.
Enter the keyword
playoffs. I didn't even have to poke you
under
the
desk. Might have been a voice in my ear reminding me.
Good keyword.
But we got it in. But it's the playoffs.
Right.
So playoffs is your keyword.
Playoffs.
Earn your extra yards. And thanks again to everybody for joining us. Have a great night. See you tomorrow.